From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with a California update. The top Democrat in the California Senate is calling for more crisis access to mental health services to help reduce the state's overcrowded prisons. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the proposals likely wouldn't satisfy a federal court order to reduce the state's prison population.
Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says he's been working on this plan for a while, but it's especially timely now that a three-judge panel has ruled the state's prisons are unconstitutionally overcrowded. The goal is to reduce the rate at which paroled inmates commit new crimes and end up back behind bars. Nevada County Sheriff Keith Royal is a supporter.
Increasing these programs that are recommended by the Pro Tem will go a long ways to trying to reduce recidivism and also improve public safety.
The proposals would add more rapid response resources, increase assistance with Medi-Cal enrollment, and expand a program that helps mentally ill parolees. But any results of those actions would be long-term, and Steinberg acknowledges they probably wouldn't reduce the prison population quickly enough to meet the state's court order. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Cities and counties throughout California are getting some help in the fight against illegal dumping and storage of old tires. The state is giving out $7 million in tire enforcement grant money to more than 40 local jurisdictions. Heather Jones is with CalRecycle, the agency awarding the grants.
It's a problem because it can be kind of dangerous to have these big tire piles if they're just stockpiled. I'm sure you remember some of the big tire fires from years past where they just burn and burn.
In 1999, a grass fire ignited a huge tire fire at an unlicensed disposal site in the San Joaquin County city of Tracy. The fire burned for 26 months. Jones says waste tires are also breeding grounds for mosquitoes, rats, and snakes. CalRecycle awards the tire grants to cities and counties with 50 or more tire dealers, auto dismantlers, or other businesses that handle waste tires. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.